Park City Police Department Public Information Officer Captain Phil Kirk says they've received a call on Sunday and then again on Monday of mountain lions in Park City.
We did have one 2 days ago sighted up on Airy Mountain on Mellon Mountain Road and Sunnyside Drive at 8:40 p.m. And then we had one yesterday in my neighborhood over in Park Meadows at about 5:30 p.m. We did notify DWR, and they, along with us, checked on, but we're not able to locate the mountain lion. So at this point, there hasn't been any additional sightings, fortunately.
The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources Conservation Outreach Manager Scott Root says they weren't able to act on the calls for one reason.
So if we can get a confirmation, basically a good sighting, and somebody knows where it's at, you know, if it's in a yard, that's when we're going to jump on this and make sure that we can have public safety and possibly relocate the mountain lion from the residential area there. But if we do have one that comes into town, then we'll get on that right away.
Root says seeing mountain lions and big game are part of living in Park City.
If you have big game animals, there's a chance you have a mountain lion somewhere nearby. They don't usually go in big groups unless it's a mother and her kittens, but that's their main food source, the deer. So if you have a lot of deer in the area, then we tell people to, you know, just be careful and know that you may have a mountain lion nearby, but it's just part of living in Utah in the mountains.
Because it's possible to spot mountain lions and bears while even hiking on the many trails in Park City, Root advises you educate yourself on how to be safe.
First of all, we have a really good source for people on what to do when you encounter different types of wildlife, and it's wildawareutah.org. And wildawareutah.org, we have all the species that people may have a little fear about and such, and what to do if you do encounter them. If you do, I'll just tell you right up front, if you do see a mountain lion or a moose, a bear or other animal that may cause some danger to the public, give the division a call, you know, and we're happy to assess it, and if you feel like it needs to be addressed, we will be right up there.
The website says in the event you come into contact with a mountain lion, be sure to maintain eye contact, stand up tall with your arms waving above your head, and slowly back away. Don't run. A mountain lion could give chase. Also, when there are sightings in your neighborhood, keep a tab on your pets. Never approach a wild animal and call either the police department or the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.